Here's a name you probably do not know, June Almeida. She was a virologist from Scotland who identified the first coronavirus back in 1964. Almeida and her colleagues named it after the Latin word for crown because that's what it looked like. Her work has gone largely uncelebrated until now, 13 years after her death, with the novel coronavirus in the spotlight. Hugh Pennington is an emeritus professor at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland. He used to work with June Almeida at St. Thomas's Hospital Medical School in London.
Oh, I knew her very well. We were good friends. June spent most of her time at the electron microscope down in the medical school basement in the dark, as it were. And she guarded her little kind of empire quite jealously. I was working on quite different things upstairs, but we published a paper together on models of viruses and how you could simulate them using X-rays. So, you know, I knew June very well, and I regard her as one of my most important scientific mentors. She was really a very interesting person to collaborate with and somebody who gave me an enormous start in my career.
So she was working at St. Thomas's Hospital Medical School in London when she was asked to help with this virus they were calling B814. What was that sample and what did she do with it?
She was really very good at having a network of people that she collaborated with, like David Tyrrell from the Common Cold Research Unit in Salisbury, who was trying to isolate common colds, identify them, and he had this virus. And he said, well, June's the obvious person to see what it is. So that's where her breakthrough occurred. When she saw the viruses, she said, aha, here is a new group of viruses identified by the spikes with the knobs on that we're all very familiar with now. Of course, thereafter, coronaviruses didn't seem to be terribly important. They didn't cause serious illnesses. So they remained as curiosities for years until SARS came along and now, of course, COVID-19. She had a hand in giving the virus the name coronavirus, and she would have been amused that her name is now common currency everywhere. I don't think she would be going around claiming credit. She would just say, well, that was a piece of work I did. You know, how nice.
So as the world is currently seized by this pandemic, what occurs to you about the kind of legacy June Almeida leaves behind? I mean, why did she remain obscure for so long?
I don't know, because she'd done some really good work on other viruses. I suppose she didn't seek publicity. She didn't need to. She had the links that she developed with other scientists. So people came to see her, bringing her material to look at. What June was doing was in really important work, but it wasn't the sort of work that gets on the news in the evening on television or anything like that. She was just discovering things. I have a scar on my arm, which is one of my June Almeida legacies, because she and I agreed that it would be worth trying to grow human wart virus, which was a virus she was interested in. And so she persuaded me to have a bit of my skin taken off of my arm to try and grow the human wart virus in a rather similar way to the way that the coronavirus had been grown. Unfortunately, we were not successful. But I have this badge of honor, which, you know, I can sort of see June Almeida every morning. but she was good at persuading people to do things. She persuaded me to have a hole cut in my arm. So, you know, I suppose that tells the story really, really quite nicely, what June was like.
Hugh Pennington is an emeritus professor of bacteriology at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland and a former colleague of June Almeida, who named the coronavirus back in the 1960s. Thank you very much. Good to speak with you.
Thank you very much.